With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. We've been asking for your stories of life during the pandemic, as told through sound. A listener in Mattawan has just finished an album whose name reflects the times. He'll tell us about it, but first, we hear from a man who had to do something with the sound that was coming through his window.
This is the smaller chime that's just outside my office.
Dale Jansen is on his wraparound porch in Texas Corners.
And right around the porch on the other side, in the front window, this is the much larger chime.
Jansen's a database administrator at Western Michigan University. Since March, he's been working from home because of the pandemic. He says on windy days, he constantly hears the chimes on his front porch.
But we had a brief time in the beginning, it must have been over a month ago, where it was some really warm weather. So I had the window open and I could actually hear one of the chimes in the back.
That third set of chimes is made of bamboo.
And then I thought, well, geez, I got that nice chime. Well, not so nice, but a really rough looking chime that I built about 30 years ago, sitting way in the backyard. I put that together from old spare plumbing parts. That's a little rough sounding, but it's kind of a neat chime too. Kind of a clinky, sort of out of tune, you know. You'd think, well, that's probably what plumbing parts would sound like. Well, it certainly does. Finally, I thought, because I'm kind of a recording buff anyway. I love recording nature sounds and industrial sounds, anything, really.
Jansen thought he'd bring the chimes inside and record them separately and then mix the tracks together as a trio. And then he did a quartet.
It really was just that I was hearing these a lot, and they almost became sort of like a sound companion.
Jansen says the wind has calmed in Texas Corners. He misses hearing the chimes, but we've got a link to his recorded trio and quartet at our website. In Mattawan. Musician John Cooperreiter has just finished an album that probably wouldn't have existed if not for the pandemic. Not that he wasn't already writing songs this year. In fact, Cooperreiter and his brother Rob, who lives in Ohio, were hard at work this winter.
My brother and I both participate in something called February Album Writing Month, which is an online music challenge across the globe where you try to write 14 songs in 28 days of February.
Cooperreiter says even though he loves writing music, he often stops for the rest of the year.
It's just summer happens and life happens.
But in March, when things started to shut down, John and Rob decided to keep going. Their friend Helen Robertson joined the project from England.
Waking up at God knows when and I don't know what day it is, but I do the same as every other day.
That's Robertson singing on a track called Waking Up.
Waking up, but God knows why.
Cooperreiter says he and his brother Rob write the music piecemeal back and forth, and then Robertson adds lyrics.
But I don't have any idea what the end result is going to sound like.
That's a track called What Is Real. Cooperreiter says the band wanted its name and album title to relate to the shutdown. They weren't going to call it the pandemic or the virus, though.
But socially distancing has been something new for all of us, obviously.
And because the bandmates are truly distanced across state lines and countries.
And it's a fun band or club. I thought the Distant Social Club, if I just kind of moved the words on a little bit. Distant Social Club tied it to this, but not strictly to this. It can be something outside of this as well.
And I'm scared of what is happening. The Distant Social Club's eponymous album is on Bandcamp. There's a link at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.